I am Pierre Lumumba here at the Kenya Railway Museum in Nairobi, Kenya, in the continent of Africa. Today, we want to continue the conversation about Africa, and we talk about the automotive industry. You know, Africa has always consumed in this area. In the early days, the cars that you drove depended on who was your colonizer. And I remember in those early days, in the 1960s and up to the 70s, if it was not the French Peugeot or Citroën, or it was Rolls-Royce or Ford Cortina, and ultimately the Americans also came into the fray, Africa and African countries were always consuming. And it is the entry into the fray of the Japanese that disturbed the order with Daihatsu, with Toyota, and subsequently we also had the Koreans with Hyundai. And all these were either petrol propelled or diesel propelled. Of course, one would have said that there was a latter day development, particularly when we started having completely knocked down kits coming into the continent of Africa. But prior to that, if you went into the haulage industry, it was once again either Leyland or Volvo from Sweden. All these were the things that dominated the African roads. But when the completely knocked down kit started coming into the continent of Africa, one would have assumed that there would be some element of transfer of technology. But unfortunately, that did not happen in the manner that was desirable, except in a few areas. One could say that in South Africa, there was an attempt to ensure that some technology was transferred, even if there was completely knocked down kits which were brought into the country and certain components such as brake pads would be made. In Morocco, that was also the case. One can also identify Egypt, and to a limited extent, Kenya also found herself in that space. So that this appetite for consumption is one that continues apace, which begs the question, what is the future of that industry in the continent of Africa, particularly now? Because in the last 10 to 15 years, Africa has become, in the eyes of the discerning, a dumping ground for motor vehicles that are no longer in use in Asia, in Europe, in the United States of America. This is why the second-hand motor vehicle space has become very attractive in the continent of Africa. But Africa is now saying, can we continue in this space? Can we sustain this space? We are, in many ways, we are dumping ground in motor vehicles that are used for domestic affairs, dumping in the area where we use motor vehicles for haulage, dumping in the area of earth-moving equipment, if one may categorize them as being in that space. So going forward, what future do we see? And I see some future. And one can only see that future when one is alive to some of the happenings in the continent of Africa. Morocco has now overtaken South Africa as the home of, one may say, manufacturing, some may say, no, they are merely assembling. And I belong to the latter group. Even Morocco is only assembling. So that if you look at the actual transfer of technology, Morocco is a leader as an assembly plant rather than as a manufacturer, because technology has not attained the level that allows for manufacturing in the classical sense of the word. South Africa continues to be in that space. Nigeria also is doing some kind of assembly, which is graduating slowly into the arena of manufacturing, because you find a good percentage, being almost 60% of parts, can now be derived from that particular environment, which is a good thing. Kenya also played in that space. And with the creation of technological hubs now, one is beginning to see certain automobiles which are hybrid, which are assembled in Kenya with different components being utilized within the domestic arena and are also produced within the domestic arena. A good thing. Uganda did something that was very unique, and it is noteworthy that this was a project of the Makerere University, and the Ugandans became the first African country to actually, and I dare say, manufacture an electric vehicle called the Kira. The Kira is a product of course, collaboration. I think the Koreans were involved, but it was conceptualized at Makerere University, and they now have buses that are plying the routes in Kampala, Uganda. What one needs is to upscale so that these vehicles are consumed not only in Kampala, in Uganda. Ethiopia has done something that is very unique in the last 2 years, almost banning the importation of petrol-propelled motor vehicles and preferring electric motor vehicles, most of which are originating from China, and I believe with some from Korea. But that does not still answer the question, which is the primary question: what is the future of that industry, namely the automotive industry in the continent of Africa? I see a future. Why do I see a future? It is a future that is defined by a number of things. One, despite the many conflicts, a critical number of Africans are being sucked up into what one may describe as the lower middle class and upper middle class. And for that reason, the demand for cars, particularly in an environment where public transportation is not very well developed, is becoming higher and higher. And if you look at many African cities, whether you are talking about Lomé, you are talking about Cotonou, you are talking about Abuja, you are talking about Nairobi, talking about Dar es Salaam, you can see the number of vehicles on a daily basis. If you go to Addis Ababa, you see the number of electric vehicles. That tells you that the consumption is high simply because it is a necessity. And because the cost is going down, it is particularly the imported version, it is indicative of the fact that if African countries were collaboratively to get into the manufacturing space, then there is a future. And one is looking at motor vehicles which are user-friendly and also friendly to the pocket. I remember in the early days, particularly in Ethiopia, there was importation of cars from what we then described as Eastern Europe, Lada. And I think Lada must have been from Russia at that time. Then there was another car called Skoda. These cars were very well favored because they lent themselves to easy use. And I see Africa getting into that space because of an increased population, as I've already indicated, because of demand, because of population, because people are also getting into the space where they are preferring to use hybrid cars, where you are talking about intercontinental trade. We keep on mentioning the Africa Continental Free Trade Area almost ad nauseum. And the reason why we mention Africa Continental Free Trade Area is going to be one of the engines of the drive for the demand for motor vehicles is because we see an Africa, which in the next 10 years, it will be possible for an African to drive from Addis Ababa to Dakar. We see an Africa where you could be able to drive from Nairobi to Kinshasa. You would be able to take a weekend from Cape Town to Lilongwe. And when that is happening, then the demand for motor vehicles is going to be that enhanced. And all these are beginning to send the clear message that going forward in this era of mobility, you are going to ensure that you develop that particular industry so that going forward, given the raw material that we have, whether it's iron ore or whether we are going into the plastic space, we are seeing an Africa which is beginning to say, this primary and prime movers of industry and prime movers of the economies must now not be imported from other parts of the world. And we are learning very well. We are learning from the Koreans. We are learning from the Japanese in this regard. We are learning from the Chinese in this regard. And I believe that with the establishment of hubs of technology and with the emergence of innovation and creativity in African universities, as I've already indicated, the University of Makerere has demonstrated its ability to do this. We are going to move into a space where the automotive industry is going to be one of the engines of Africa continental free trade area. And when that happens, what is going to happen is that the spare part space is going to be a creator of employment. We must not see these as detached from the need for Africans to have our young men and women to be employed. Which begs another question: what is going to be the role of artificial intelligence in this regard? We cannot ignore, because artificial intelligence, if it is appropriately utilized, is going to aid in the utilization of technology that is going to make Africa leapfrog some of the stages that Europe and America and Russia and everybody else had to go through in order to get into these spaces. So when I look to the future, and I look to the future of automotive industry in Africa with all the happenings around the continent of Africa, in the continent, in the context of Africa continental trade, in the context of improved movement of peoples across the continent of Africa, I see a bright future. But once again, it will rest on our ability to generate cheap energy. We are not going to have an industry that is dependent on electric vehicles when we don't have energy. I have always held the view that fuel is going to be with us for a long time. It is only going to be made a little cleaner, but it cannot be denied that energy, which is cheap and therefore affordable, is going to be critical as we talk about the improvement and development of automotive industry in the continent of Africa. We live at a time when some who may be described as the climate change geeks are telling us we must migrate from fossil fuel and go lock, stock and barrel into clean energy. I belong to a different school. The school that says that it is hybrid, that fossil fuel will always be with us. And in as much as technology has seen us use diesel, use petrol, these fossil fuels are going to be made cleaner. And it is coincidental that as we are talking about clean energy, many African countries are now discovering oil. So I think that we are going to have fossil fuel, and is going to be necessary for Africa's development in short to medium term. But during that space, it is also true that we are going to have to adapt what is called clean energy. We are going to use a lot more electricity, but it is a combination of the two that is going to be the driving force. So this idea that it is a zero-sum game is, in my view, not informed by the realities. The reality is we are stuck with fossil fuel, and we are going to embrace other energies even as we continue to clean fossil fuel in order to make our environment safer. And the automotive industry is going to have a mix of both. You are going to have vehicles that are propelled by fuel. You are going to have vehicles that are hybrid. You are also going to have vehicles that are exclusively propelled by electricity. That is the reality. And I say this because I know that it is not easy to discard fossil fuel. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. The conversations about and around the continent of Africa continue apace. But let us take a break to see you next time. Thank you very much.